Welcome, everybody, to our series on Jesus' passion and resurrection from Mark's Gospel. Today we're going to be studying about Jesus' prayer at Gethsemane. And the reading today is Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 42. And today our guest worshiper is a young man named Jason. Jason, can you tell us a little about yourself, what you're studying, and a little about your faith? And
Hello. I'm currently a shift manager at Taco Bell. I'm studying a master's degree in management through the University of Phoenix, and I've had a strong faith with Jesus for a very long time.
Thank you, Jason. It's great to grow in Christ together with you. So we're going to begin by singing a duet here, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Okay, Jason, if you can read the text for us, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 42.
Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
We're going to go to Mark, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 42.
They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
Thank you, Jason. The title of today's Daily Bread message is Jesus' Gethsemane Prayer. Key verse is Mark 14, verse 36. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Dear Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, Father in heaven, I love you and want to draw near to you. I hold on to you. You are my rock of salvation. Without you, my soul is adrift in this world. Thank you for opening my eyes concerning the need to be a missional leader in this world of discontinuous, rapid change. Grant me wisdom to shepherd your people. Open our hearts to your word today. Inspire and strengthen us in faith in our walk with you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Part 1. Sorrow to the point of death. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives to pray. He told Peter, James, and John to stay and pray and keep watch. They saw that he was deeply distressed and troubled and sorrowful to the point of death. Jesus needed their emotional and spiritual support. He was facing the most trying and painful and soul-wrenching moments in his young life. He was going to be betrayed by a friend, rejected by his own people, tortured and mocked, wrongly accused and condemned. He would endure the most painful of Roman executions, crucifixion. He would even be mocked by a criminal. Satan would barrage him with many spiritual inner assaults, and Jesus would suffer the added agony of having his Father turn his face away as he bore all of the judgment that was due us because of our sins. This is what Jesus was facing. He needed prayer support. He needed his disciples to pray with him, for him, and for the salvation plan of God to be fulfilled. Jesus even pleaded with them as he said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." We must be ready to pray at the crucial moment. We cannot stay up and pray every night with this kind of intensity. We will lack sleep and burn out. But there are crucial moments when we must pray. When this moment comes up, we should not sleep, but say, but pray. There are also times when a friend really needs our prayer. They may be going through a lot of suffering. We must pray for them and uphold them in prayer at the crucial moment. There are times when we are going through a critical moment in our spiritual lives and in our ministry. It's at these times we must pray. Lord, I fail to pray at the crucial moments many times. I fail to stand up with Jesus and with my suffering friends. Help me to grow in faithfulness to pray. I'm thankful that that though James, John, and Peter slept, Jesus did not fail to pray. He was undaunted by the response of others. Jesus never fails to pray for us before the throne of his Father. He pleads and pray so that we may stand up as servants of God and children of God and not yield to temptation and make it all the way to the kingdom of God. I thank God for his grace in helping us to stand. Part 2. Not what I will, but what you will. Verses 35 to 36. Jesus prayed that the hour might pass from him. He prayed, "Abba, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Jesus' struggle was to submit fully to his Father's will, to die as a ransom for many. Jesus knew what was up. In verse 24, at the Last Supper, he told his disciples, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many." In Mark 10:45, he said, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus was in agony. Any normal human being would run away and escape and try to find a new identity in a faraway land. But Jesus could have done this, but he did not. He submitted to the will of the Father to live and die and rise again as the Lamb of God. We will face difficult times in life. More than that, we will face difficult wills of God that we would rather escape from. But if we know it is God's will and important for world salvation, we must not avoid it. We need to pray for strength to embrace our cross. I just got through a very tough cross with my kids, my three oldest teenagers. They have got very independent, and I've learned to let go and let God in regards to their lives. I've had to repent of anger and resentment and trying to retaliate by isolating myself from them. My reaction was very immature. I had to learn to let go of my own plans for ministry and my family and let God guide us. I have had to humble myself and let go of top-down leadership style and dialogue and begin to dialogue and build coalitions with bottom-up leadership style. This is humbling and means giving up my own expectations and goals, searching God's goals and embracing them. This has been a painful and tearful transition for me, but it has been the will of God. Because others prayed for me and stood by me, even my wife, kids, and I even prayed occasionally. Jesus got me through this period. He recently gave me deliverance. It is all about prayer to embrace the will of God. I pray for my kids to discover the will of God for them and pray for the strength to embrace it and not avoid it. And for all of our congregation members, God will strengthen us to grow as mission leaders for the 21st century. Part 3, Rise, Let Us Go, verses 37 to 42. While Jesus prayed intensely, his disciples slept peacefully. Peter could not keep watch for 1 hour. Jesus warned Peter in verses 37 to 38, Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The point is, if we do not pray, we will fall into temptation. The greatest temptation is to avoid and abandon the will of God and save ourselves in this world. There are other temptations, a myriad of them. Actually, on this trip to Canada, there is a temptation just to enjoy a pleasure-seeking lifestyle, traveling to exotic locations for vacations and enjoying much delicious food, and ignoring Jesus. There's a temptation to ignore Christ, just to make money, to enjoy a hedonistic lifestyle. There's so many other temptations in the world. For example, my kids were watching a reality show about a medium, and where deceased family members were supposedly giving messages from the grave. All the messages stated that they were in a peaceful place, a better place. But this is not actually true if people are not in Christ. Satan could be deceiving people that there is an alternative existence apart from Jesus that is desirable. All the people were really enjoying the medium show and believing it, oblivious to the spiritual message that was being portrayed. Lord, lead us not into temptation. We must watch and pray. My temptation is to give in to despair and give up on ministry, saying, I don't care anymore. There's a very real temptation for all pastors to be like this. But I must pray and not yield to temptation and follow Jesus. And he will give me strength. One word, win the battle through prayer. Well, Jason, we discovered through this passage the importance of prayer at Gethsemane. I just wanted you to share what's on your mind. What did you learn from this passage?
Well, I learned that it can be a very sad and natural tendency when we see someone else struggling. We can not really be nearly concerned enough. Jesus was going by far his most difficult trial. But his disciples, while he needed them the most, they just fell asleep. This would happen three times. Jesus later said that the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And this applies to feeling sympathy towards others and offering support. The spirit within us is willing. Our own human consciousness might be willing, but it can be distracted by other things, of this world. I'm being too busy, and we don't support one another, and that forces the people. Jesus was forced to carry this burden by himself when that shouldn't have been. I also appreciate, I'll never fully comprehend Jesus a sacrifice. He knew more than anyone around him what he was going to do and what the consequences would be. That's why he prayed to take this cup from me. He had an unimaginable close relationship with God, but he had to be separated from a holy God because he had to take our sins. He had to be separate from God, and that's what. That's what hell is. He had to go through that and go through hell, the separation of God for us, which I can't comprehend. And knowing full well that a lot of people, present and future, would reject him. They would reject the way. Mm-hmm. Yet he still gave his life for them. Mm. So it just... I'll never fully comprehend it. What I want to do is be truly thankful for Jesus' sacrifice, for going through with the plan that God had for him, and to show my thanks by being strong, by being full of the Spirit and being full of fear. His strength, so when difficult times comes, or especially when others go through times, I will not rest, I will not be complacent, but I'll be able to, you know, be a support. I'll be able to be a blessing from God to others who are struggling.
Well, thank you very much, Jason, for that insight. Jason, can you close up this session with prayer for ourselves and also for our listening audience today?
My Lord Jesus, we will never fully know the price of your sacrifice, of what all you went through. You bore all the sins of everyone, millions, billions of people, across the entire span of history. We can't grasp some of that magnitude, but you bore it. You bore it. You bore the cross at a time when torture was perfected, the cross, and you chose to bore that. Now we are humbled in awe of your sacrifice. So have us always remember. Have us always be thankful. Have us follow the two greatest commandments. Love you with everything we have and love others. Show others what you did, and have us be strong from your strength and to avoid complacency by avoid resting when others need us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jason. May God bless your hearing of the Word of God through this series, and to understand deeply the passion and resurrection of Jesus from Mark's Gospel.